Of you to cook dinner, Katie.
Oh, it's the least I can do, Cheryl. It's nice to see you home for a change. I don't know how you manage it sometimes. Jade, careful with that crayon.
Oh, I know. It's just been crazy. I think I might turn yellow from liver poisoning.
Glass of wine?
Oh, yes, please. And olives. This is nice.
Well, you know, I just want to let you know I appreciate you. You know, if you're a man and we were in a relationship, I'd be much better off financially.
Oh, Katie, is that a proposal?
Well, I could do worse. No, Cher, you're not really my type.
Really? So, what is your type these days?
Same as ever. Drop-dead gorgeous, thoughtful and rich. Though I can compromise on the first two for the third.
Have you got someone in mind?
God, no. Who'd want me and my baggage? No, it's just I've been doing this assignment and we have to calculate tax and things and how much better off this girl would be if she was living with her boyfriend.
Oh, just you to think of economic consequences, Katie. Anyway, I personally think it's much better to live on your own and get a decent night's sleep every once in a while.
Well, you're hardly here, Cher.
Oh, no. And that is why a home-cooked meal is such a good idea. I just love your lasagna.
Here, chop up this pepper for me, will you?
Sure. Is Jade loud, that wooden spoon?
Yeah, it's fine. She's got a nasty back tooth coming through. I think we resign ourselves to that one going in the bin. And at least it's not toxic.
Yeah, sometimes it's just as well I don't do any cooking here.
I'll get you a new one.
That would be a complete waste of time.
I just wish I could meet someone, you know? I mean, money aside.
Well, you must meet loads of men in your gentleman's club.
No, they aren't my type.
Well, men are men. It's just that each one comes with slightly different problems.
I know. It would be nice to find a decent one, though. Sometimes I get so sick of baby talk and drunk men, you know? I just want to have a proper conversation about something that matters.
And that, my dear, is what I'm here for. Oh, and your uni friends. Have you been doing any of those online things still?
Yeah, I'm working on things for a conference. Oh, in fact, that reminds me, I'm going to message Neil.
Neil? Really? I thought there was no one. Hey, he must be worth quite a bit now he's working out in Qatar, getting expenses and all.
He's just a friend, that's all.
Okay. You sure?
I don't know, to be honest. I used to think he was a bit intense, but I really miss him now he's gone.
Oh. Well, have you told him that?
Almost. We had a Skype call and I wanted to ask him if he felt the same, you know, but it cut off.
Well, maybe you should try calling him again. Maybe he's feeling the same way. He does seem keen to stay in touch.
I don't think so. Well, maybe. Oh, I don't know what to do.
It's nice to have some time on our own again, Ted.
Well, nice to have the house back to ourselves at least.
I've been thinking, wouldn't it be nice to go out and do something together?
Well, I took you to the golf club Christmas dinner last week, Donna.
Yes, and that was lovely. But Louise going back has made me realise that we don't do very much together.
OK, Donna. Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we could go into London for the day.
London? Why on earth would we want to go to London? It's horrible. It's dirty. And at this time of year, you'll be fighting through the crowds of tourists.
We could go to a show. Or go to an art gallery, maybe.
And is there anything on?
Well, I haven't looked yet, Ted. It was just an idea.
Well, not a very good one, Donna. Look, if you want to go out, why don't you go and see that young friend of yours, Kate? How about you treat her to a few drinks or something? You could have a nice chat and things.
Oh, I think she tends to work in the evening.
Well, take her to the golf club and put the bill on my account. The lunches are lovely and take a taxi so you can have a few glasses of wine.
OK, Ted. I suppose that's a nice idea. Anyway, I'm going to go and do some studying.
See, you do have a nice life with that university, don't you, Donna? I'm meeting Johnny anyway for 9 holes while the weather holds up, so I'll see you later.
Sure, Ted. I might give Louise a call before she goes to bed. Chicken okay for dinner?
Whatever, Donna.
Well, I could do some studying. No, I'll call Louise first, after I get the chicken out of the freezer.
Hello? Oh, hi, Neil. Hi. Are you okay? Oh, it's nice to hear from you. I was going to email you, actually. Oh, good. No, it's okay, actually, for December. No sign of snow. No, just a quiet one. Me, Cheryl and Jade. Oh, she's getting excited about it all now. We've got a little stocking and a tree and all. Yeah, Jade's quite excited too. What, back for Christmas? Yeah, sure. It'd be lovely to see you. Okay, well, text me when you're back. Friday? Evening? Oh, sorry, I work evenings. Saturday? In the morning? Yeah, great. I'll have Jade with me. Okay, great. At mine. Sure. See you then.
Dave, can I run this idea past you?
I'm trying to watch the footy here, Harry.
Well, it's half time, isn't it?
I want to hear what Gary Neville thinks.
All right.
Oh, go on then.
What I'm trying to say is that there are some pretty definitive ideas about masculinity in the West, and I don't know if I agree with them.
Hmm. Well, why are you talking about this now?
Well, it's just a presentation that me and some others are doing for the conference.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's not anything more than that, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not like you have like a little problem with it all, is it?
I'm not really sure that I follow you.
Well, let's put it this way. You've lived with me for 3 months. In that time, you haven't brought a single girl home. You took me to a gay bar, and you asked me the other day if I'd be prepared to wear eyeliner.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know it was a gay bar until we were in there.
I don't have a problem with it being a gay bar. Though even gays could put on Sky Sports, couldn't they? I just wondered why you chose it, that's all.
It bothers you, though, doesn't it?
Not at all. It wasn't like anyone tried to pick me up.
See, I think it's interesting the way that the whole gay thing subverts gender identity.
You what?
Well, think about it. You were clearly rattled at being taken to what you thought was a gay bar.
I didn't just think it. It was a gay bar and I wasn't rattled. What are you trying to say?
Well, clearly your masculinity was threatened by being close to men who didn't share your worldview.
Oi, steady on. You make me out to be some sort of homophobe. What do you mean, I'll bloody you. Look, you're the one who's gay, not me.
What makes you say I'm gay, and what if I am?
I don't care. Be gay. Be a Rastafarian. Be a bloody hippie. It's your life. I'm going back to the football.